when I was a small child, all teachers in primary schools were women. I mean, they were mostly women because most of the blokes had been shot during the war. And it was all elderly women as well doing it. Didn't harm my education, but then of course their heads weren't filled with the claptrap that they're taught now. So yeah, I think that if you're looking to get sort of, they say, more male role models and that sort of thing, then they need to encourage more men into primary school teaching.
If they do get into jobs working with children, then they get accused of paedophilia.
Oh yeah.
So again, it's so difficult. I mean, there's real separations between men and children now.
Yeah.
And so it's very difficult for a man to become a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
Without experiencing some kind of problem.
Well, I know with one of my nephews, he went into childcare, and he had a real tough time of it in his lessons because it was all girls, and they used to accuse him of being a paedophile and all sorts of things. And if they did like nappy changing, a woman had to supervise him in case he did anything wrong. But I think that's well out of order. Totally out of order.
We've had a case of this recently where three kids have got together and written a letter about a teacher because this is a very strict teacher, alleging sexual abuse. Well, of course, what will happen is that teacher will be suspended until it's proven or not proven, at which point his career may well be over.
Young boys in nursery and primary school find that all of their teachers are female. All of them. There are virtually no male primary and nursery teachers anywhere in Britain. And with the ever-increasing prevalence of women choosing to be single mothers, boys are deprived of any male guidance, both at home and at school, the two places they spend most of their time.
Teaching to the primary school age group is always going to appeal to women more than men, but the ratio should more realistically be 2 or 3 females to 1 male, not the artificial female-only zone that boys endure now.
At this age, boys are discovering their gender identity and defining themselves in relation to those around them. They're beginning to understand that they're fundamentally different to girls, and that their behaviour and natural proclivities are very different.
This is not as simple as being aware that they have different body parts to girls. It's about the fundamental discovery of their masculinity, and part of this is about pursuing masculine behaviours and distancing themselves from female ones.
Boys play football, girls play hopscotch. Boys play with trucks, girls play with dolls. If you give a boy a doll, he'll likely stick it in a catapult and fly it across the room. When girls look around themselves at primary school, they'll see that they can become teachers. In contrast, boys will see that they can only become caretakers.
One of the most important influences on a young boy are the males that are around in his environment. And if young boys are not aware that males are involved in matters to do with education, then boys see the educational process as something that doesn't particularly apply to them.
There isn't a strong male, a male role model in a lot of these child's lives, not when it comes to things like education, which is why most boys do very badly at education. And if they're doing well, they're afraid that the other kids will have a go at them and take the mickey out of them, because being good academically is not a man thing to do. And you can see why, when there are no male role models as teachers.
Boys know that they're not going to grow up to be females, they're not going to grow up to be women, and they therefore identify very strongly with males. And if those males aren't there within the school environment, then there are no strong role models with which they can identify, and they're not quite sure in which direction that they're growing.
Young children will not assign men to education and to academic status because it's women they see, and that's, they're being trained that women are involved in your academic and your teaching and men aren't. And that's a bad thing. That can only lead to worse things coming up. We already see boys don't do well at school. Girls are doing very well at school. We're already seeing now that, you know, apparently by next year, more women will be in work than men. More women will be qualified for skilled work than men. And you can see things getting worse when when young boys are not wanting to go to university and not wanting to be educated. We are going to be the educational underclass. I mean, men, gender, are going to be the educational underclass.
This is the main objective of the attack on men in education. Teach boys at the earliest possible time in their lives, when they're programming themselves for the future. Their education, teaching and learning are all female traits. The classroom is for girls. Books are for girls. School is feminine. Politicians have something to say about how a lack of black teachers is a factor in black underperformance. But inexplicably, this same logic is not extended to male teachers.
Now speak to Diane Abbott, who's MP for Hackney North and Stoke Newington. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
What do you think of Ken's plan for a third of teachers coming from ethnic minorities?
Oh, I support it. It's part of a programme of work that I'm helping put together to deal with this issue of black underachievement.
Many male teachers want to work in primary schools, as it's common knowledge in the teaching profession that educating young minds at this age is possibly the most rewarding teaching experience.
If you're looking at men teaching young children, I think it's very good. I think it's good for them, and I think it's also good for young children to have a male role model. If you're going to actually work in education, you've got to, at some stage in your career, have taught young children to understand how children come through the learning process.
But it's made clear to male teachers that they're not wanted near young children because they're regarded as a danger to them.
Men are generally not wanted in a primary school level. You can go to secondary school, you can do all your stuff there, and you can get involved there. But at a primary school level, men are not wanted and they're not trusted. it's rough, but there you go.
The government gives with one hand and takes away with the other.
Then they need to encourage more men into primary school teaching, which they have been trying to do, I know that, to be fair.
They pay lip service to get more male teachers into primary schools, while simultaneously attacking them with suspicion and rules designed to make men extremely uncomfortable working with young children.
There's national guidelines, there's guidelines for the DfE, the Local Education Authority issues very clear guidelines, and the school actually has clear guidelines. We stand the risk of allegations being made against us, and so you need to be scrupulously clear. You don't put yourself in a situation where you could be compromised or there's a misunderstanding. So, for example, my office door is never shut. If I'm dealing with a child, talking to a child, unless it's with a parent present or another member of staff, the door's always open.
So men have become frightened of touching kids. Male teachers are not going into primary schools. Edicts are coming out from councils telling teachers not to touch children between the shoulders and the knees, not to let them sit on your lap if you're reading them a story. And this is, although it says it's aimed at men and women, it's aimed at men.
And almost laughably, the media then wonders where the male teachers are.
Men are only really accepted in schools from secondary age and up, when it's already too late to affect the attitude of most boys to education.